Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back. I mean, today is like going to be fun, a little chaotic because Gigi's on the podcast today, but it's during nannying hours. So we've got Ocean.
Can you introduce yourself, Ocean? Can you say hi? Can you
say hi to everybody?
There we are.
Okay, so everyone just roll with it. If you're listening to audio, you're welcome. You get to hear my baby's voice. The video will drop on Friday. And Gigi, say hi.
Hi, everyone.
So we have Gigi. But the video of this will drop on Friday. You'll get a little sliver of my pride and joy. All right. Let's jump into it. I've got Easton. Welcome back, Easton.
Hey, it's good to be back. It was a long week of not being here, and it was a very weird week. It didn't feel right.
How was Utah?
Utah was Utah. Good to go back. Good to get out.
Good to get out. We missed you.
Do you know, it's fun going there because you have lots of friends.
I mean, I had an amazing time.
Back to see friends.
No, I had an amazing time and I would always happily go back.
But
I'm
will say,
happily coming home to my family. So, yeah.
But I will say, I am beyond thrilled to have you in California. Like,
Thank you, Mama.
My life is complete.
Oh my gosh, that is exactly how it feels.
Yeah. It feels like home now. It really does.
You were even missed by producers.
Hey.
They walked in and they were like, Easton's not here. This seems weird. I was like, it kind of is weird. I love you, Jess, but it was a little weird, right?
It was weird. Producer John was furious, actually. He was like, Easton's not here. Who am I going to talk to about sports?
See? We have good banter.
I was like, Producer John, this is... Give them all up. We talk housewives, all right? That's the Super Bowl for us.
I know.
What
God
sports are even playing right now? What's in session?
Football.
What?
Golf
is always going, but football. There was preseason this weekend. Yeah,
that's
buddy.
Right. The Rams and the Chargers faced off. Chargers took that. Granted, I heard that they played second stringers, but still.
No, yeah, it's not like great football, but it gives us a taste of what we're needing.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
And now we can finally watch sports on Sundays, Easton.
I know. This is where it's going to feel real home. Because every time, since I've moved out here, there's been no sports.
All right. Well, you live in LA now. Who's your team? Chargers or Rams?
I think I'm in all honesty, I think I'm more Rams.
All right. Producer John is giving you a mini clap. I love that.
Okay.
So we need to get Ocean a Rams jersey. Sheena's going to be very upset about this. Okay, so you come back from Utah, whatever. Lisa takes you to the Grove because that's the mothership. And you guys come home and tell me that there was an altercation at DuCars.
Yes.
Okay, but you didn't tell me what it was.
Do you want to start?
I'll start it. So we're changing Ocean on the back. So people are like, are you leaving?
Of the car?
We're saying no.
It was chaotic.
Yeah, it was chaotic. So we were just telling people we weren't leaving. We got Ocean changed, and then we started to get in the car after all the other cars had left, and we lied to. And so we see a car. Mom sees a car that's going to take our spot. Well, she tried to back all the way out so it could pull in. He could pull in, but it was so packed that Mom drove forward. So a car behind Mom tried to steal the space.
Flew in.
Really?
This guy had been waiting for our parking place very patiently. And this other guy just grabs it.
No.
Yes. So.
Lisa, I don't even know what's going on at this point. Because like,
hold
I'm not
on.
Paying attention.
Pause. What is she doing?
Well, she's trying to poop, but she's going through all of the equipment.
Hey, baby, this Hold isn't on. A maze. Can
Ocean,
we not touch any of the
equipment? You gotta
stop. We'll go over that. There to
then
poop.
Then come behind here and poop. Come by mom.
Okay.
Go poop in the corner.
Okay, let's talk about this. You cannot touch the cameras.
No, because I'm watching my face jiggle. That's how I knew she was over there.
All right.
Is anyway. She fine, John, behind this curtain to go potty? Yeah. Okay. Okay, so someone stole the spot, and then what?
Yeah, and I'm not really knowing what's going on because Lisa's driving. So Lisa goes, oh, no, no. So I'm thinking, what's going on? She gets out of the car.
Oh, no, I jumped
Lisa
out of the car.
Lisa got out of the car and started to yell at the other car saying, Good. This was his spot. And
well,
then the other guy is out of the car that it's we're fighting for. And he's saying, I was waiting. And then I just black out and just get out of the car and start saying some stuff. Saying,
and where's
this is
my baby during all of this?
Just
well,
in the
I
car
didn't
seat,
leave the car.
In.
I just jumped out of my door.
Yeah, well,
and,
yeah.
But the guy.
Oh, Ocean was in the car seat at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the guy that pulled into the parking place says to the guy that's waiting and we're all saying, that was his parking place. He says, oh, do you have your name on it?
Oh, good one.
Good one.
And then.
That's what mom said.
He
good one.
Flips the bird.
And he I said, flipped you off?
Yes, and I, oh, that hurt.
Why is someone flipping the bird the most hysterical thing in the world? As if it's like so, like, gotcha. I was flipping people the bird, like, behind closed doors, obviously. Maybe it was at my mom. Probably at my mom. Like, when I would get in trouble, you know? You go in your
lines.
Room and you're like. So people, so
it's
he's like
a release for people.
Weird.
It's like saying the word.
Okay, okay. So he flips you the bird and you say, ooh, and then what?
Oh, I said, oh, that hurt. Ah. Oh.
And he was scared of Lisa and he pulled out of the spot.
He pulled out.
He did.
And let the other guy have the space because we were not leaving until that guy got his space.
Oh, so homeboy brought out the big guns thinking it would work. Yes. Middle finger.
The people in his car did not seem like they were going to back him up.
They stayed in the car?
They did not do anything. One dude in the front seat just stared straight forward.
Probably humiliated by his douchebag friend.
Right. What is it with people at the Grove being so shady? Remember that one time, Mom, that woman, like, with our parking spot, and she got all weird, and we had to call, because she was getting crazy, and she had a child with her, and I was like, hold up, this is, like, getting a little too insane, because you have the kid with you. You know, maybe we could have faced off if the kid wasn't there. But people at the Grove are like very into their parking spots.
Lauren, she ran over my toe.
Well, that's the other reason why we called the police, because she did hit mom with the car.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the podcast.
We did. Yeah, she did run over your foot. I forgot about that part. Yeah. That's why we called the police.
Right.
Assault.
But can I tell you, so I was looking, LA is no joke. And I love that the two of you, Easton, mom, like you're all about defending what's right. Los Angeles does not play, okay? My friend posted something on her Instagram the other day. It's her friend who is in a hospital bed and he has a stab wound in his neck, okay? She said that an altercation took place between two people. Her friend tried to get involved and defend what was right and ended up being stabbed and he's now fighting for his life. So this goes back to also when the Gucci store was being robbed and so many people were saying, why didn't anyone do anything? And it does get scary. And I would like the two of you, Easton, mom, because there have been many times and why it always takes place in a mall parking garage, I have no idea. But I tell you guys to disengage because you do not know what type of weapon someone is going to pull out. Okay? So can we all not get involved?
Yes. No,
yes.
It's hard.
I agree.
And what can make people snap? Because that's why Kyle tells me, stop beeping at people. He goes, it's not that important because I lay on my horn if they do something. He goes, stop, because people will stop. They'll get out of their car and who knows what they're going
to
do. Right.
There's the new thing. I don't know if you've been seeing as well. Let it go. People are just driving up to cars, breaking the window and just grabbing whatever else is in
there.
And people are saying, let it go, because it was on TikTok, but I saw it on a news outlet. There was a runner who tried to stop it, and he was behind the car, and you see a gun raise out, and that's where it's just like, it's not worth it. Insurance usually will take care of everything, don't. And that seeing that, and he literally dropped and started rolling to like the curb.
Yeah.
But it's not his stuff. Yes, it is a very good Samaritan trying to do something right. But in this world with so many people who shouldn't be carrying any sort of weapon,
right,
are.
No, I know. It's very scary. Yeah. And that's my biggest thing is like, I just want everyone to kind of disengage, right? Let people battle it out. I totally get where you're both coming from, especially Lisa. Lisa got a mouth on her. Like, she wants to defend everybody, everything, and I appreciate it, but like, we need you around, so maybe shut your freaking mouth. I'm begging you.
She's trying so hard right now to do it. She wants
to. You want a rebuttal? Rebuttal. Here's your time. You've been waiting to be on this podcast for a rebuttal.
I have to tell you a story, though, really quick.
Tell us.
Your dad and I were in Park City, and these two guys were picking on this other guy, and I said, made a comment, and they turned their attention to start picking on Dad and I.
Oh, no, not Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, when it comes to Dad, I go crazy.
And I literally had to take my bag and, like, tried to smack them. And in the meantime, no, they were coming at us. It was scary. But in the meantime, this guy whips out his wallet and says, police, and they scattered.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out, he wasn't a policeman. He just did that. And I really like that he did that.
You like that he impersonated a cop?
It saved my little butt.
saved your life. It saved more than just your little butt.
Yeah,
I have to be on not Lisa's side. I hear you, and I would say the same thing to my mom and my brother. Do not engage. But it's so appreciated when you're out and you're by yourself. It just happened to me at Starbucks in Glendale like 2 months ago, and a man approached me. This is also why I love Glendale. A weird man approached me and was being very strange. And then all of a sudden, four other guys who I didn't know came out of nowhere and just were like, hey, is he bothering you? Like, what's going on? And the man like took off.
Time and a place for sure.
Yes,
like if I see like if I were to see you out and about and like something awful, yes, I'm gonna step in.
Yeah.
If it's two like dudes or there's stealing going on, like all these mall things, let it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like if I'm not on Vanderpump Rules, I just shouldn't go toes. It's like very
you're not getting paid.
Not if you're not getting paid.
About getting paid. It's just like
too much effort.
No, it just gets scary. I mean, Lisa, you had some random woman come up to you in the mall parking garage yet again.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember?
Yes, I was at the Beverly, what's that called?
Beverly Center.
Beverly Center.
Beverly Center. And this woman, I'm carrying shopping bags, and coming out of the elevator into the parking garage, and this girl walks up to me and asks me if I'll put a bow in her hair, like help her put a bow. This girl was in her probably early to mid 20s. And I got the weirdest feeling. And I was like, not doing this. And I said, I'm so sorry. I'm not good with my hands, which I'm not.
Yeah.
But I skedaddled to my car and got away from her.
She's straight skedaddled.
And she got back in her car. And I think waiting for the next
victim.
It was very sketchy.
See, you got to go with your gut.
You're a grown woman.
And
you're
really
fully
have
capable.
To go with your gut.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time, and the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
Okay, so is Ocean situated, Mom?
She is. I had put her in a pull-up, and we had a number two going on, so it was a big fat mess.
I know that she was having a number two going on because she was looking producer John dead in his eyes while it happened.
Yes. So now she's with Landon.
Well, that's fun.
Okay. After the diaper change, of course.
Of course. Don't make anyone else do that. Because you do wear many hats, aside from just the send it to Daryl one you have on now. Like, you are the Gigi, you're then the nanny during work hours, but then you're co-parent.
Yes.
And then you clean the house, do the laundry.
The house, yeah, the house duties.
You are a five-star bitch.
Yes, I wear every hat.
And you, you're a talent as well.
What about a hand job hat?
Hit her up.
We're going to talk
Stop it.
So we took Ocean to the pool again, and it was hysterical. We found more friends. Ocean found more friends. The 5.5-year-olds told Ocean, do you want to be my best friend? She asked her, do you want to be my best friend? The 6.5-year-old, though, she has seen too much, right?
Of course.
She knows LA, bitch. Because my mom said to her, Ocean wants to be your friend. Are you guys friends? And the little girl goes, we're friends, but we're not real friends. We're not real friends. And I was like, that bitch knows what's up. Like,
she's
no
so
new friends.
LA.
She's so LA.
She's like, we're friends if she can get me something.
No, she's seen the first grade, and that's when it happens.
Well, what actually went on is I said, go let your friend play with you or whatever. And she goes, well, we're not real friends.
Oh. Shots fired. Shots fired at the 2.5-year-old. By the way, though, I would much rather have someone say, like, I'll play with you, but just so you know, we're not real friends, rather than the other two little fuckers last week.
And you forgot to mention that when they were swimming away from Little Ocean, they kicked her in the ear. Yeah.
Was it on purpose?
I don't know. Jury's still out.
Oh.
No.
You better get down. It was.
Yeah. I mean, Ocean went over to play with her yet again, and then she, like, turned her back and then, like, kicked away. And it did. She did hit Ocean in the air with her foot. So, yes, a kick. And then Ocean swam over to me, and she looked like she wanted to cry. And she said, she kicked me in the eel. She kicked me in my eel.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's okay. She didn't mean to. But then Gigi's trying to get Ocean all hyphy. And, like, that was rude. She did do that. And it was rude. Getting her fired up.
Jury's still out on that.
How are you going to get down to the bottom of it, Lise?
I don't know.
She's going to talk to her mom.
Do you think?
Are you?
No.
If we see her reading her book again while her two little square of kids are mean to my baby, yeah, I'm pulling up. Bring the dogs out.
See, when you say stand We're down, you don't mean when it comes to Ocean.
Yeah, but you know what? We're just going to avoid them.
Oh.
Altogether.
I agree. Like, if we see them, we, like, leave the pool.
Yeah.
Altogether.
No, we just stay on our end of the pool and they can have their other side of the pool.
But Ocean says I want to play with them. So how do I tell her no?
We play with her.
See, this is why I'm having another baby. Okay?
Okay.
Because I don't want to swim all the live long day.
Oh, great reason to have another baby.
Swimming's hard. Let's just have another.
I'm just going to start pushing children out so that they all have friends. I'm creating a football team. That's what we decided.
Cheaper by the dozen.
Cheaper by... And your free time, it does become like the money shot, right?
Yeah.
It's like, we're all good. I'm just going to stand here. Like, if you need to be fed, whatever, but they can play together.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper by the dozen.
Well, they just have a built-in playmate is what it boils down to. As long as they get along. If you'll recall the Russin family going to Disneyland. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we were behind them and their van was bouncing through the...
They were hauling in their van, okay? Hauling in this green minivan to Disneyland. Like someone said, there's $1 billion when you get there. Like, for real. And all we saw from the back of their car was little Alec, okay? Just wailing. He was like 5. Wailing on Zach. And no one doing anything in the car.
We had to get to Disneyland. That's the mindset.
This was recent or years ago?
No.
Okay, when you were...
Could you imagine recently?
20 years ago.
What's going on over there?
So you really never know if kids are going to actually like each other. But in my mind, when I have another kid, because it will be a lot of work, obviously, and Gigi keeps asking, like, you're getting a nanny, right? Like, I'm 60-something years old. I cannot take care of 2 children while you go to work. And I'm like, yes, I'll bring on more help. But in my mind, it's going to be like me and Easton.
Beautiful.
It'll be, what do you mean? Like, it'll be you
the
and Easton
relationship.
Helping?
No, it's going to be like the relationship that me and E have.
Yeah, they got along so well. Like, we didn't have bickering and fighting. They really played well together.
Do you train them for that? Because I beat the shit out of my brother. Me and my older brother, just like constant. He would like walk by and flick me. And then I'd be like, what are you doing? And I'd like... Did you discipline them when they fought?
We did. But you know what? Oh. I think kids come how they are. I really do. Like Lauren, when she barely could talk, I'd do it. Everything was I'd do it. Where Easton wanted me to do everything for her.
No,
wow, not much has changed there. Yeah.
I love getting catered to.
No, I know. You're a spoiled. You're so spoiled.
Lauren always says that he is the spoiled one.
Yeah, he's like, Lauren gets to do whatever she wants. It's like, are you alive and breathing? Because that is so not true.
I have to say, he comes in. No, you come in clutch. Like, Easton is there. If we're all busy and it's a work day, it's like, call Easton. He gets shit done.
He does.
From my perspective.
Oh, you love a good underdog moment.
Oh, I'm always the underdog. Bring me up.
He's sitting there being like, what do you need help with? To me,
Easton is a treasure. No, they both are, though. They both are. No. But
I was going to say.
Easton is the coolest human I've ever met in all my life.
Right.
Yes.
Right. He's so cool.
Because when I was a kid, I was a little shit. I know that. She had a longer fuse. I think I ran her fuse to the.
Nub.
And that's why we have her today. I created this, I think, because of how patient she was with me as a kid.
You created this.
Oh, yeah. Because how long did you have to believe in?
A while. Grandma let me know Santa wasn't real. Like,
Lauren,
at a very young age. Yeah.
You were very patient with me. And now looking back, whoa.
Also, he's the baby. Of course, he's going to be spoiled.
Look at him with his little curls.
With his curls.
Tiny little tot.
But do you remember the eye wet incident?
The what?
Where I lost my mind because I sat when the iPhone just came out. It was only for AT&T, right? So my high school boyfriend got us both iPhones and we took them. I had T-Mobile. We took them to like this breaking, like the unlocking or like the iPhone break
jailbreak.
Place, the jailbreak. I sat in that place for hours on end. Okay. Cut to, we go swimming. I've got my phone on my towel. It's time to go. Lisa decides to shake the towel and fold them. Well, the iPhone went into the water, right? And then wasn't working.
But what did your boyfriend call it?
My high school boyfriend was the best relationship. How sad is this? My 17 self had the most productive and healthy relationship. I'm 32 now. I've yet to see a relationship like my high school one. But I lost my damn mind. And he, like, gets it out of the pool, and he was like, look, Law. So now an eye wet. It was trying to make light of the situation. On the way home, I was livid, screaming at my mom, huck the phone at the dashboard. Lisa slams her brakes on the freeway, tells me to get out of the car. My stubborn ass was like terrified, obviously. Beyond. But I wouldn't get out of the car.
And so of when we course got home, I was bluffing. Of course I wouldn't put her on the
side. Was the boyfriend in the car?
You made my boyfriend go home that day.
No, when we pulled in the driveway, you're right.
She said, Paul, you have to go home now.
Wait, he was in the car when Lisa said get out of the car.
Yeah, we were bull tripping.
Poor guy in the back.
Do you think he would have gotten out with you? What if she got out?
I know.
You wouldn't have.
My daughter liked the back.
She wouldn't
of my
have gotten
hand.
Gotten
no,
out.
She wasn't getting out.
But nor I would you drive. Allow me to.
No,
that's what you say.
Not even. Not even.
But
I
she
was
did
bluffing.
Make him go home. And you have to remember, age of 17, you're trying to fuck like jackrabbits.
Yes.
All right? Like, I had a game plan.
Right.
Right?
Of course.
Like, he's hot. We just went swimming.
Yeah.
Now the boyfriend's got to go home. So now I don't get laid. And I got no iPhone. It was just a really bad day. It was the worst day of all my lives. Let's jump into what everyone wants to really be talking about, which is the reality segment. Lisa says to me the other day, do you like this girl, Cece? And I'm like, are you talking about the like Bravo fan page or whatever? She's like, yeah, she's like super annoying. I was like, you're right. She is annoying. So obviously there's a lot of Bravo fan pages, right? There are some that I look at. Like, most of them throw shade towards me, right? Whatever. A lot of them, though, there's at least a little bit of truth to what they're saying. You know, even though, like, the entire narrative is, like, a little off, there's always, like, a little sliver of truth to what they're saying. Cece loves you, IG page. She clearly hates me, which is fine because feelings mutual. She's, like, the most annoying. But, like, literally nothing she says has any truth to it. And it makes me depressed for her because I'm like, why are you more invested in our lives than like we are?
She makes things up and states them as facts? Is
that just like what she posts is like, number one, stupid. Number two, like she just like pulls things out of the air and like makes a post about it. There were a few comments that were like defending me. There was one person that was like, the way that you post is like, I'm ready to unfollow. Because you're just, I can't even explain to you exactly what it is, but she's just annoying. Did you look at, you were annoyed because she came for me again.
Yeah, you know what, I don't even look at the stuff anymore. It's just like, because half of it's untruth. You know what I mean? It's like.
I've got to be honest, I don't think I've heard of this.
You wouldn't because she has like little to no followers at all, right? Which is why I'm like, you're even more annoying now.
Well, she better thank you now because she's about to have some more.
Well, you know, I feel like I need to, if I'm going to be dragging her, I can at least throw her a few, you know, followers. But I just like, I wanted to put that out there that she's annoying because that's what I do on the podcast. Instead of going toes on the gram now, I'm like, I'm just going to put it in the notes for the pod.
Right.
So, Cece, you're annoying. I'm really going to get dragged now. Put this on your page, bitch.
Weak ass page.
So I have a really funny story. Funny, but also maybe a little sad. So we're obviously in production filming. Paparazzi are everywhere we go. It's very annoying, but you know, like sometimes I'm like, let's give them a little bum shot. They did me a little dirty on this last round. It's fine. I'm a woman. Things happen as you get older and decide to not work out for days on end. It's fine. I'm not mad about it. All right. Stars are just like us.
Stars
I'm
are
a
just
fucking
like us.
Star, right?
Yes.
Star of all stars, obviously. But we go to the beach. This is on page 6 or wherever it is. So I'm not saying anything that isn't already out there. Then it's a very long day of shooting. I go home, I retreat the next day. I'm like, I don't want a deal. I get a text from Sheena and she's like, hey, how are you? And just my life in general, right? Like there's two things happening at once. I've got my life that's very fun and I love it. But there's this little thing that I think we can all read between the lines to see what it is. That's just a little heavy. And some days it kind of takes me out a bit where I'm like, I got to retreat. I have to like work through this because it's actually getting to me. This was one of those days when she asks how I'm doing. I'm in the hole. So I said, I'm a little depressed today. I'm feeling a little bit down. She responds, I've been defending you in the comments. Happy to make a post as well. I was like, what are you talking about?
What have I done?
What comments? Why would I need defending in the comment section? It was about the photo that came out of me like awkwardly hugging Tom Sandoval. Okay? And then I realize how much I don't give a fuck. Don't care about the picture. Like, I am completely removed. It's like I go out into the world, and this is a good and bad thing. But this is, I now know how my mom feels. Where although there are things happening in life or whatever it is that I'm doing, I have a sense of, like, I'm removed from it. Where, like, I don't live in the comment section. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Because Sheena went through the same kind of thing when the picture of her, you know, not hugging Sandoval came out, and we were like taking a picture with a girl for her birthday. And, you know, she was affected by it. Understandably so. Like, no one likes to be come for in the comment section. But I literally had no idea what she was talking about. I don't want to see it. If you're going to watch this episode on YouTube, please don't comment stupid things that are not productive for me to see. Tell me that I should probably wear makeup now because we're on YouTube. Things like that that will help me. Okay?
Well, you know, it takes 12 positives to remove one negative in our brains.
So give us all the positive comments, because I have never thought of you to be a comments person. I know that you have tried more with the podcast, not on like Instagram and these things. So I actually, that's so on brand for you to be like, wait, Sheena, what are you talking about?
I literally was like, what are you talking about? I told her, I was like, no, it's actually like what's going on in my personal life. That's like kind of taking me out today.
I mean, I get it. It's a big deal. People are like, Lala.
Is it though? Is it real shit?
I mean, you deal with every day.
No, that is.
Oh,
well,
no,
that's what
that
she's
is.
Referring
that's
to.
But
what
I'm saying the comment section and Sharon from Mississippi, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a damn, okay?
Yes.
Like, come troll, whatever. I think it was posted what she was talking about because I asked her, what are you talking about? And she said, pump rules. And I was like, maybe I'll go read the comments to take me out of my reality right now. And she goes, well, you'll have a lot of content. It's over 1,000 comments. And I was like, 1,000 comments over a picture. Picture of an awkward hug. I'm so fucking famous. What are you thinking right now, Lisa?
I don't know what I'm thinking.
Really?
The comments. Comments.
Lisa's like a Martian.
I only get good comments in my little DMs.
What do yours look like?
Mine are like raving about you guys and so sweet. And somebody said about Jessica, don't let anyone say your voice is annoying. Oh. It's beautiful. No, I got that yesterday.
That is really, really cute.
I respond to all of them.
She does. Lisa's a good responder.
We are all her children. And anyone who sends Leah positive...
Leah?
Lisa. Positive DMs. You're also her children. Lisa is all of our moms.
No, she is the mother of all mothers.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate the positives, and yeah, you guys just have to focus on that.
I'm going to focus on that, because at the end of the day, me like awkwardly hugging Tom Sandoval, it's not like I'm sandwiched between Epstein and Harvey waiting for Dahmer to come in and join. Oh. You know, like,
exactly.
She dropped them all.
Everyone calm the fuck down. I'm begging you. Okay, did we all?
No.
What? Yes, you did, because you were there. I watched it with you. Did we all watch OC? Did we all do our homework?
Yes. I was even a part of it.
Absolutely. And I even listened to a podcast.
Ooh.
Oh, you did real research this week, bitch. Okay. Well, I just want to jump into the good part. OC did a doppelganger party, right? So all the women came dressed as each other. Shannon dressed up as Gina and did her real dirty. She had the extension glued to the top of the head. And they've kind of been going at it on social media, the two of them. And so Shannon posts the photo and is like, hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of me being Gina. And Gina responded like, this was a really like bad place for me. So thank you for like reminding me of it. It was really funny.
The way she dressed?
Yeah.
It was wild, that choice.
It was wild, and I will forever be thankful for producers when they're like, because, you know, the time came. We have been watching this, like, little thing happening, right? Heather's spilling too much tea on Shannon. And then when they decide, like, let's have it kind of come to a head at a doppelganger party. So you have everyone arguing, looking a hot mess. It's kind of like on Pump Rules when everything exploded and the boys were dressed in drag.
That is the perfect comparison. Are you kidding?
It's my favorite. I want every explosive moment to be when people are dressed up looking crazy. Okay? Like Gina was dressed as Emily. She had the booty going. Yep. Wish that she would have put some tits in because Emily's boobs, like, they need a moment. Mm-hmm. But it does come to a head, right? So this goes back to you listen to Heather DeBro on a podcast.
Yes, on the one Comments by Bravo, but through Comments by Celebs.
Okay.
Who always does, they do the recaps. They're my girls, especially if I wasn't fully paying attention. I don't know them, by the way. I say they're my girls. I think one
you
of them.
You do love them, though.
I love them. One of them came up to you and DM'd me and said, we went up to Lala at the New York premiere.
Was I nice?
Yes. They were like, they said they walked up to you and they're like, where's Jess? Or one of them.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking
Probably
about. I
Isabel.
Love them too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love
anyway,
them too.
They're great. They're from Syracuse or went to Syracuse anyway. But they had Heather DeBro on.
Okay.
Okay. And were you going to ask about that or just?
So basically right now, Mom, you do you know what's going on? Heather has been talking to the group about Shannon's relationship with
right.
John behind the scenes.
But I'm just confused about the relationship.
Well, everyone is. And let me tell you, the doppelganger party started off like so fun and so bomb. But everyone knows that can't last forever, right? Cameras are here. This is great and fun, but like shit got to pop off. I loved it because we learned that Taylor Armstrong has had a threesome. She kind of a freak because then she goes on.
There's a couple freaks in that group. I can see deep down.
Who?
Vicky, right?
Oh,
Vicky's a freak. With the even though it was such a basic sex position, what was it?
Yeah.
Just like bent
from
over
the back.
From the back. But she was like,
I picture Vicky on top, like whooping up.
I have to ask you, who came up with these questions and or these, like, who came up with the game?
Well, what real game was that?
They were playing Do or Drink.
So it's a real game. It's probably
a card game.
It's okay. A card game. Do or Drink, I believe, is what it's called.
I want to get that game. It seems fun.
Yeah.
No, it looks like so much fun. So we've established that Vicky is probably a freak. Taylor licked Emily's nipple.
Yep.
So we know that's pretty freaky.
Full on nipple.
Full nipple. She just
Emily
whipped it out
whipped
and she's
ready
to breastfeed her.
That's the freak. That's the freak. It's not the liquor.
And Emily's married to a Mormon. What do you think that conversation was like when it aired?
I don't even want to know.
That wasn't the first time she's whipped it out. I could tell you
no,
that.
No. There was no
Come
hesitation.
On.
Not in the least.
Come on.
No. Okay. And by the way, so freaking awesome.
So awesome.
But only if you were playing a drinking game would anyone do that. Like, could you imagine me and my sober ass being like, okay, Katie.
You and your AA meeting?
Easton. I can't. Okay, so finally, I'm sure someone steps in and they're like, hey, it's that time. Heather and Shannon, go and talk it out. I think it's very weird that Shannon is so terrified of John.
I feel the same way.
Is this going to be one of those weird podcasts where you're all PC?
No, I'm
stir
just...
Stir it up, Lisa.
Stir it up.
I feel like I'm out of the group over here.
No, you're
right
the star of the show. That's why you're over
you
there.
You are. Yeah. I know. I'm going to look this way, Lisa. The whole
Start stirring. What are your thoughts?
It's easy to not see you when you're over there not making a peep.
Blending
I'm listening in
with the
to
couch.
You guys.
Well, you're here with a microphone in front of you, and you sure had a lot to say last night.
I know.
While we watched,
did I?
Your pen was sure writing.
Do you think she? Do you think now. She's actually scared of him? Because I would love to hear. Do you think she's like Lala said? Because I don't. But what do you think?
I don't even know what to think because I'm so confused. Why she is so worried about them talking about her relationship. Like, what is she hiding?
Oh, it's all about what are they hiding.
Yeah, because if you have a healthy relationship, you're not going to care who's talking
about
it.
But I could also
like
say I could have a very good relationship. I don't want to be on. In a, like, if
What do you mean? Like on camera?
Like her husband? Because he's not on camera, is he?
Well, it's her boyfriend.
It's her boyfriend.
Is he on camera?
He comes in and out.
Are the kids on camera? No.
His kids? I don't know.
Why does that matter?
Well, no, I didn't even. I just thought, like, not sharing a good amount. Like, I could see me being me. If I were to go on to Vanderpump and have to show a lot of it, there are a lot of things that I would just be like, you know what? Let's make this for this, our job. And then let's keep real life over here. So I could see.
But you can't do
maybe,
that.
You signed a contract.
And that's why we're having this conversation. But that's maybe where they're at. I could see me being in that boat of not wanting to share more. But that's not the space that they're in.
But my point is what is she trying to hide? If everything's fine with her relationship, why is she freaking out that they're discussing her?
Maybe. Well,
I don't think it's fine. I don't think
it's not fine.
I think she's kind of professes that it is. Does she not?
She says, we have a great relationship and goes down the list of all of the things that he does. But then she says, when we're not good, it takes me out. The drink makes everything 100 times more chaotic. Absolutely. Like when Emily says to her as she's walking out of the house, she's like, I've only called Gina and Emily one time. I don't believe that. I believe that she's called multiple times and maybe only remembers a couple of them.
Well, that's where I'm going.
And I think that anytime a man is telling you he's private, don't share our business with other people, that's a bonding moment for women. When you can sit there and be like, I need to go have a girl's lunch. My man is driving me insane. This is what happened. That is like a sacred moment between women when you can go and do that.
Well, and other women can relate.
100%.
It's a good therapy session for sure.
Absolutely. If you're in a healthy relationship, all couples fight. But then Emily brings up that there have been times that Shannon has called her and said,
yes,
he has body shamed me. He's called me. She gets emotional. He's told her that she's fat.
And unattractive.
Emily starts crying because she can't believe that anyone would talk to a woman that way.
Well, it's like, then why are you with me? Like, it's rude. It's disgusting.
No, it is disgusting. And I think Bravo fan pages have gone crazy and they've now added John to, like, the list of toxic housewife men that are like, we don't really like this dude. Right?
Yeah.
There's a few, like, Louis on that list.
Yeah. Well, anybody that says that kind of stuff is sketchy. Yeah,
obviously, for sure. That's...
I think that she, from what I see, I don't know Shannon. I don't know John. I think she probably thinks, oh, yeah, this is a great relationship. But when it's bad, you know, it's really bad. But it's the bad times don't outweigh the good. So I have to focus on the good and I can't share the bad because then people will do what we're doing and be like, wait, he body shames you? He's an awful man. Leave that relationship. And I think right now or at the time, she didn't want to. She's like, I want to be in this relationship.
Well, she said she's never loved anybody more.
Yes.
Like she's madly in love with him. But how can you feel that way when somebody's talking to you that way?
Some people can. I know. I think people are getting, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, Easton.
I just think people, when you're in an insecure place, you confuse being in love with someone for just being, you just need. Mm. You don't even care where it's coming from. You don't care that he talks to you a certain way. You hang on to the little things. And it's like if you were in a good place where you love yourself and you feel confident, that shit would never fly.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I think it has nothing to do with John.
Yeah.
I think it has everything to do with an internal battle that she's going through, kinks that need to be worked out. She's got to find self-love before she can go out and find any type of dude. Because, yes, arguments happen. But arguments that are happening where you want to go to your grave, like it takes you the fuck out, and he's talking about your physical appearance.
Which there's no excuse
no,
for
there's
that.
No,
absolutely
no
not.
No excuse.
And John, we could all have a heyday.
I was just about to say, with I your him face. Up. I was going to say, how the fuck are you saying anything?
Right?
Well, and you know what? I don't, for me,
yeah.
I don't like people making comments about people's appearance because we didn't choose our looks. We came how we are.
No, and we don't have Kardashian money.
Yeah. So,
that's very true, Mom.
Yeah.
Thank you for those words of wisdom. I'll take back what I just did. I don't want to make fun of anyone's face.
I do want to ask, and correct me if I'm wrong, is this, they don't sleep in the same
I loved that. Heather Dubrow in her confessional. The producer's obviously like, what does she tell you? And she does a laundry list and they like flash her on the screen talking about it. And she's like, I just don't really want to talk about it.
But after she's spilled all the tea, right?
Tea was spilled all over the ground. Multiple Heather. Cups. And then she's like, I just don't want to make a mess. It's already been done. But yeah, she like, they don't sleep together because of X, Y, and Z. He can't go over to her house. She can't go over to his. She pays for everything, apparently. It's like, John, hawk the boat already then.
Yeah.
All I hear about is John Jansen's boat. It is fabulous, though. Pulling up to Nobu in that thing. What was that, jizzing?
Just like, oh, it's fabulous, your boat.
Oh, like a quick, whatever.
It's like big whoop. Helen knows the owner, you know? Big whoop.
Helen knows the owner. Helen knows the owner.
Bridesmaids, classic.
Classic. Okay, so then going back, though, to what Heather said on the podcast, what yes. did she say?
So Heather said on the Comments by Celebs, Comments by Bravo podcast, she makes great points. I would listen to this episode if you get a chance. But she said, and I want to state it the right way, but it's not word for word. Basically, she's like, they came at me going, well, Heather talked to me. Heather told me about the relationship. Did Heather talk to you about the relationship? And everyone's like, yes, yes, yes. And Heather's like, it's one thing, and I'm going to be honest, to talk about it to these women off camera.
Mm.
And it's an entire other thing to then talk about it on camera. And that, she's like, I didn't say it in the moment, but that was like, well, I'm not sitting here talking about it on camera.
Let me tell you something. I think when things are spoken about on camera, and Taylor Armstrong has said this in the past, that her relationship and everything that was going on behind the scenes, I'm not saying that John is anything like Taylor's ex-husband, but she did say it being talked about on camera potentially saved her life.
Wow.
Yes. So I think if something is so bad in your relationship that it cannot be spoken about on camera, there is a problem.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because all of these women, including Emily, have talked about their relationship when it is not fucking good.
Yes. They've all shared.
But again, those types of arguments and those types of, you know, you what is it, peaks and valleys? Everyone goes through those, right? And it's relatable. I don't know how relatable it is to share. Like, it is kind of a shock when you hear a man is body shaming his girlfriend. That's
it's
kind
disgusting.
Of like, disgusting. Hold up. We got to kind of get you out of this. So
where's his six pack?
Lisa, we don't talk about people's looks because we come how we are.
I know. See, I would get a rare.
But also, yeah.
If you did that to me, I would be raring right back.
Yeah. Oh, beyond.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys, Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. Spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
All right, let's jump over to Roni. It was a great episode, just like it always is. We now know Brynn does not like Thanksgiving because she finally got closure with her dad. And he was battling for his life. She would visit him often in the hospital. He ended up dying on November 12th, so she does not like Thanksgiving. I have to say, she is not only freaking hot, but in her interview where she's like, I have chosen to be happy, because she's telling the women, I mean, the women are visibly upset, telling the women everything she's been through, and then to see what she has done in her life.
What she's accomplished. Mm-hmm. Like, she graduated, what, Purdue, mm-hmm. Easton? Mm-hmm. And she was part of the Dove.
Yeah, Dove campaign.
Yeah. So
she's a very, yeah.
She's the full package.
Absolutely. Great style. Incredibly well spoken. So freaking funny. I bet a heyday in the sack.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
She's the real freak.
Easton. She'll do it all.
I hope.
Easton loves every time.
I can watch that show now.
And Easton, could you imagine if you were with her and you guys had babies, your hair? She's got the best hair, and so do you.
Yeah.
I wonder how tall she is. Do we know?
Tall enough.
I don't know how tall she is.
I asked that to see if she, I'm just curious. I think you guys would be so cute together, but she's dating someone, isn't she?
They all are, I feel like.
I don't know, but it would just be great to procreate with her.
And right.
I think all just those based off of like how
they, I'm so glad you said that. They are so fun to look at.
Yes, and their style. Like, they all have different style, but I love it all.
I love it all too.
Yeah.
And honestly, my least favorite of the group is Jessel right now. But I still dig her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so what were you going to say, Mom?
Well, I was going to say that party she threw and all the iconic people that attended.
The Vogue icon?
I want to get to that.
Yeah.
Let's first talk about how Jessel and Aaron have their meetup. Lisa and I battled for quite some time because she was like, Aaron called her a princess. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
We had to rewind. We had to rewind.
We had money, Blake.
And I did have money on that and I lost.
Yes. She did lose.
But who cares? No, tell me what you guys were battling over.
We were battling because I remember, Aaron, by the way, it was like 5 minutes prior that we had just watched this. And we were, and she was like, no, go back. Aaron was recapping what had happened to her friends. Aaron said, you just seem to be someone who's used to being catered to. Jessel replies, are you saying I'm a princess?
Yeah.
And she said, no, you're saying you're a princess.
You're saying you're a princess. So whatever they're doing, they have that whole mess. There was a time where the hag is brought up, the cackling hags, and Jessel
then she threw old cackling hag.
Old cackling hags. And then Jessel in her interview is like, it's how we talk in England. It's like a bugger or twat. And Aaron's like, that's like me saying in America. It's like, we always, you know, we just say, oh, you stupid bitch. Like, there's nothing cute about anyone who's cackling. And especially a hag. Right?
Hag is so rude.
Hag is
so rude. There's all of these little moments that I'm watching with Jessel where I'm like, I just don't know that I dig you. And you seem like you could get catty quickly. But I don't know that the cattiness would come from being a mean girl. There's like something happening behind her eyes right now where it's like, and this is just my opinion, where I'm like, I think you're struggling to find your identity because she got very triggered when Aaron was like, oh, I didn't know you were working again. And she's like, of course I work. Of course I work. And like her work was really like her life. It was her identity. She had an incredible resume.
And she's not connecting with her husband right now sexually, right?
She's not connecting with her husband sexually right now. She also just gave birth. She has twins who are not even two yet. I think they're like a year and a half. That is a real struggle for a woman.
Yes.
I remember giving birth to Ocean and being like, who am I? My identity is literally I'm Ocean's mom. But like, what do I like to do? What am I into? What do I believe in? And I think that that's a real struggle for her. I think that's what's happening behind the eyes.
I do too. But and I also think sometimes chemicals play, your imbalances play a big part.
And that happens for quite some time after you give birth.
Yeah.
And you're running after
I
two.
I live that.
Especially with twins, right?
Did you, Lise?
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Did
you had postpartum with both myself and Easton?
Yes. How long?
Didn't you get it with?
I got it like for 3 months. I was such a weirdo.
You were? Yeah. Did you take any like eat your placenta or anything?
No. And okay. That's like I a did newer vitamin thing. B12 shots. But and yeah, back it was then, a struggle.
But back
and
then.
And people didn't talk about it like they do now.
Right. There wasn't. And I don't know that there was a label for it yet. Was there?
No. Well, somewhat. But, you know, some of these people that have postpartum depression, they actually think about taking a life. And mm-hmm. I never went down that rabbit hole.
You just couldn't get, not just, but like you had a hard time getting out of bed.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I totally agree with you with Jessel, by the way. I think she's such a classy, stunning, hardworking woman, but right now I think she's figuring it out, like with the job and the and her being insecure a couple episodes back about how she felt in certain clothing, and just I think she's and the husband. I mean, not having sex in your relationship, to me, that's like, oh my God, that would be one of the most stressful and complicated and hard things. So
well, especially after just giving birth, you're already like feeling just not yourself, like things just sit a little bit differently, and now you're not banging your husband. It's like I imagine that that would be rough. She loves her husband.
Yes,
she wants to have sex with him. Anyway, there's a PSA. Bryn has let us know that hand jobs are back in style.
I never knew they went out.
Kyle said that he was watching it with me. He's like, they never went out of style.
Oh, they went out.
Well, they're back
in. If somebody
in.
Tries to reach down and give me a old handy, I'm doing it myself. I'm way better at it.
Stop.
Oh, no.
That's a great point. He knows himself best. What if they have rings on you? They got to take the rings off first.
Yeah, it's just like, if we're going to do this, let's do other stuff.
Oh, all right. Put your mouth down there. We're going to do it.
Put your mouth where your money is.
Please.
I think it's put your money where your mouth is.
Well,
put my
money where your mouth is. All right.
Oh, give him my 2 cents. Eh?
I've left the building.
I don't really want to give handies. My hands are always cold. You don't want these. Mm-mm. You don't want these on your pee.
I think that would you not handy would that's like easy breezy. You don't have to do anything. You can still feel
you
their
think
penis.
That.
Oh, I
you
right.
just like tug 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 tug.
Yeah, tug
Jessica,
tug tug tug.
It
on
still
our
has
end,
the
it's...
word job in it.
That's right. Good. Who's didn't someone on the say that? Did Bryn say that? Someone said that on the Housewives. They were like, it's got the word job in it.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh.
They were they did. And they said, if it has the word job, I want nothing to do with it.
I love that hand jobs are back in style, especially in a long-term relationship. If Kyle was like, I'll have a hand job tonight, I'd be like, honey, done.
Let me get the lotion out. Let me warm it up for you. Jessica, you're like a 90-year-old. All right, I guess I'll give it a try again. First, I have to find a boy to give one to. First things first, need a wiener.
She's just soliciting hand jobs on the street. I'm trying again.
Not again. I did love that Sai was breaking down the SpawnCon game for everybody and how she makes money. That was amazing. Jessel's party, like you said, top tier people. She had Vogue editors there. Like even...
No, it was... Like creme de la creme.
Mm-hmm.
Creme de la creme. But I didn't know that like that was such a, like that woman, the editor, I can't remember her name. I'm not a fashionista. With like the red dots and like the
they
really
said
cool.
Is that tattoos?
Bryn said she didn't know. She was like, I don't know if they're tattooed. She's always had them. They're fabulous. I mean, that party was pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
The amount of people who were willing to film.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jessel showed up. Like the fact that it went from her being like, I obviously work, to all of these people in her. It's like, oh, damn,
you do work.
Yeah. That was definitely the money move.
But she didn't serve good wine.
Well, that was the other part. How are you going to have Vogue editors there and a $2 chuck wine? They said they used the word rancid. The wine was rancid.
I love me some Trader Joe's. They did say Trader Joe's wine. I love Trader Joe's. I'm not going to go there for wine for a Vogue editor-in-chief party or whatever she was, those guests. I'm going to splurge a little.
Absolutely. I think so, too.
I would never do the two-buck chuck.
No. It's two-buck chuck.
And I like
chuck
me a deal, too.
You know you do. Lisa loves a good deal, loves a coupon.
Well, is that an actual brand? Because Brynn was like, well, don't drag two-buck chuck or whatever she said. She was like, yes. I love me some. Oh, it is?
That is
two-buck chuck is a brand?
Yeah.
By the way, if you don't want to splurge, that boxed wine, Franzia, that shit hit different.
I used to slap the bag with that.
Fucked up on a bag of that.
Yeah. No. Wasted.
Franzia. Yeah. You know?
And like if you're having a steak dinner, you get the box of red.
But can I tell you that Trader Joe's, when we drank, I loved the sparkling wine that they had.
Yeah, but it was so sweet, Lisa. You like drinking.
I do like a
sugar.
Sweet wine.
Straight yeah, really melted does. Sugar is yeah. what Lisa likes. I want to say this very quickly before we go into our ache and relief. I want to thank Real Housewives of New York because I have been a little bit funny about reality TV recently. I'm not going to say why. I've just been funny. I've been just whatever. Watching these women show up, live their lives, they look like they're having an organic fun time. It doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel like they have to be somewhere. It seems like they are showing up and actually enjoying what they're doing. And the cameras just happen to be there. So I want to thank the reboot of Roni for making me love reality television again.
Yep.
Wow, it's fun to watch. Huge.
That is huge.
For you. Yeah.
They're freaking killing it because last night's or Sunday's episode was not riveting and it was still freaking fantastic.
Yeah. I agree, and I don't even like it. But then again, Bryn's on it, so I can watch.
Well,
it
and Brynn plays chess.
Get it.
Bryn's I know. Like,
she's a
Brynn is everything.
She really I know. Is.
Brynn, we love you.
Right?
She's fantastic. I want to try to get her on the pod.
Same.
All right, let's hit our ache of the week and relief. Lisa, do you want to start us off?
Yes. So I might get teary-eyed.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
You.
What's wrong?
You go.
Okay.
You go.
I'll go first.
I love you.
My ache of the week. I'm also going to get teary eyed. I had a spray tan, an actual real tan, and wasn't able to laser my legs this last time around. And it really put a bee in my bonnet. I'm like, it is summertime, and we are a prickly pear. I'm trying to have smooth stems, and I couldn't. However, I did get the cookie in the pit's done, so we'll take the win where we can get it. My relief of the week was family dinner on Friday with Jessica, Kyle, Easton, you couldn't make it, my mother, my child, my agent, because I have one of those now.
You know what? I loved that dinner. That was so much fun.
It was so much fun. My daughter, we were walking to the car. She said, I need to kiss Kyle. So I walked her back over to Kyle. Kyle's Jess's boyfriend. She gave him a kiss. As we're walking away, she looks at me and goes, I kissed Kyle.
Oh, no. She talked about it in the car.
The whole way home, we asked her who her boyfriend was. She
wanted
said
to know
Kyle.
She wanted to know where Kyle went.
She's cheating on you, Ocean.
Like, Jessica, you better keep that man on a tight leash. The Ocean's coming in to Captain Save You. Still your man. She's not fucking around. I'll tell you what. She talked about him the whole way home.
Oh, that's so cute. That was an amazing dinner.
Yes.
So, Easton, what is your ache and relief?
My ache and relief are two in one.
Okay.
It's always an animal. All my animals are just okay. going through the ringer. Ugh. But my dog, she had cancer, little Bernie Burn, and she has 5 or 6 stitches, and they are everywhere.
Well,
they
not
are.
Stitches. She has incisions.
Incisions,
yeah.
yes.
So and like tons of stitches.
Yeah. So like she's very battered. So that's my ache because I'm taking care of her. But my relief is it's done and she's getting better.
Yay.
And so we have a little gray shirt on her just in case any of her wounds bleed, we can see and take care of them.
Aww.
So she's just running around in a little t-shirt and socks so she doesn't itch herself.
Oh, she's so cute.
Yeah, she's loving it though.
You're a good dog,
she's
Dad.
She's high as a kite too.
Oh, how fun.
I know. Give her a couple pills in the morning and she's good to. She was just staring.
She's
today.
Like, what?
She's just staring up at a tree and I just said her name and the slowest turn.
Oh.
And the slowest turn. And I just said, I'll let you be.
Love it.
Yeah, she's doing well. They're but that's treasures. My ache and relief is that baby.
Good. I love that. Jess, what's yours?
My ache and relief was I took my first ever jujitsu class on Sunday. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You don't chop at all. It's mostly legs. But that was my relief. It was so much fun. I'm all in. I love it. Kyle's like, we'll see in 2 weeks. You'll never talk about it again. But in this moment, I'm all in. My ache was that I said this on Instagram, but I'll repeat it here. I'm so wildly uncoordinated. I don't know when that happened. I thought for sure, I'm like, I'm going to show up. I'm going to kick ass. I showed up and it's just like my body wants to move one way and they're telling me to go another. So it's going to take some time. I might look into even private jujitsu lessons. I know they can be pricey, but it might be worth it because I love it so much. But it's like I'm wildly uncoordinated. So it's a journey.
So we're going to check back in 2 weeks.
We'll check back in 2 weeks when I've forgotten all about jujitsu.
I'm so proud of you. You're like an onion. You continue to get peeled back. I love it. Lise, have you gathered yourself?
Yes, I think I've gathered myself. Like, I'm having a hard time. Ah.
Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth.
No, I'm changing my ache. I can't talk about it.
Well, what is it?
I'll talk about it.
Is it the dogs?
Yes.
Okay, Lisa's ache is that there is an animal shelter in Los Angeles.
No, it's in Riverside.
In Riverside. That have 86 dogs who are facing being euthanized, right? 86. That is her ache of the week. If you're listening and you do not have your animals fixed, spayed, neuter them immediately. Please, if you are looking for an animal, please adopt. Don't shop. We are begging you. Did I help you with your ache?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. And then my relief is always my little baby Ocean.
Oh.
Today she was walking up the stairs and she was holding my hand and she goes, I'm too old. And that is what I always say when I'm walking up the stairs. And so now I didn't say it this morning. She said it for me this morning.
She said that the other day. I told her to take her shoes upstairs and she's walking. She goes, oh, I'm too old. She's a half.
Genius. Also, really quick, just about your ache. It's the Instagram page that posts the euthanized listed dogs at Riverside Shelter is at I Love Rescue. They post all the photos of these gorgeous. Lisa told me about this account. But you don't search Riverside Animal Shelter. Search at I Love Rescue. They post all the Riverside dogs. They're gorgeous, stunning, and ready to be given homes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Thank you guys so much. We hit a lot of notes today. Happy, sad, handies, glowies. I dig it. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Remember, the video of this comes out on Friday. I hope you enjoy, and I will catch you all next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.